Now, how do you do it? Well, you do it by cultivating holiness through the means of grace, the ordinary means of grace. Number one, F1, by knowing and loving the Scriptures. That's the primary road to holiness and to spiritual growth, knowing and loving the Scriptures. That is so obvious, and I've written about that at length. About this whole section on F, I've written out, so I'm just going to basically list these and make one or two comments and move on. Number two, use the sacraments diligently, sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper, as means of grace to strengthen faith in Christ. Bearing in mind, of course, that grace received through the sacraments is not different from that received through the Word. It's the same grace, it's just that in the sacraments it's visual, and it sometimes comes stronger because of its visual element. Robert Bruce said, "We do not get a better Christ in the sacraments than we do in the Word, but there are times we get Christ better." Third, regard yourself as dead to the dominion of sin and alive to God in Christ. So how you look at yourself is an important way of cultivating holiness, and we've talked a great deal about that already today, so I'll pass on with that. Just read one quote of Dr. Lloyd-Jones, I think that is good. To realize this, he said, takes away from us that old sense of hopelessness. And just ask yourself in this experience, your experience, if this isn't true. If you reckon yourself as dead to sin because you're in Christ, that takes away from us that old sense of hopelessness which we have all known and felt because of the terrible power of sin. I can say to myself that not only am I no longer under the dominion of sin, but I am under the dominion of another power that nothing can frustrate. See, that gives us fresh courage to arise and to go out and to obey. And then, of course, the need to pray. Holiness and prayer and holiness and work all belong together. Jonathan Edwards prayed daily as a young boy, never to give over, nor in the least to slacken my fight with my corruptions, however unsuccessful I may be. Praying and work are like two oars in a boat. You can't go forward without prayer. Just working, you'll go in circles. If you use just one oar, and if you just use prayer without working, you'll go in circles as well. Fifthly, we must flee worldliness. That should be obvious. Paul's injunction, Philippians 4, verse 8. Sixthly, we need to seek fellowship and mentors in the church. Communion of saints. I think we underestimate that too much. Malachi 3 tells us that God takes note when His people speak together. Association promotes assimilation. Proverbs 13, verse 20, he who walks with wise men will be wise. Christian, and especially a minister who lives in isolation from other believers, will be defective and usually will remain spiritually immature. We need one another. It's the way God made us. And finally, I think we cultivate holiness just by a determination to live every present moment committed to God. Live present tense, total commitment to God. Tomorrow's holiness is today's impurity. Tomorrow's faith is unbelief now.